Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode
387.
Thank you, Fozzie. Yeah. I am Chris. We've been doing this for a while. And as always, Tony is with me.
Damn it, I'm here.
Just really? Fozzie is here.
Help.
Jeff is angry.
Yes, and I am here. I will be right back. So
he's so angry, he's getting up.
I need some fucking coffee, dude. So hold on.
And Pete is here as well.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to fight.
All right. On the last episode, we kind of did our category awards. On this one, we are going to reveal our top tens, our personal top tens, and then come up with a consensus pick for this show.
It's going to get bloody.
We'll go around. Each round, everybody will, you know, tell the game that is on their list, and we will then, you know, try and come up with a top ten. Try. We've always been able to do it, but
some people have died in the process, but we got there.
Yes, it is true. All right, we're going to kick it off. Jeff is making coffee, so we'll leave him to last here. But Tony,
number 10.
What is your number 10?
You know, I went back and forth between two different games for this for a long time. I ended up picking Mario and Rabbids. I think that game is a lot of fun. I think it takes a unique idea and one that a lot of people laughed at and made it into a really, really good quality game. And it plays perfectly on the Switch. Like, it's designed for that system. It's an awesome fit.
And I'm sure we'll talk about Zelda at some point. I don't like. I know Fozzie, you like playing Zelda on handheld mode. Mm-hmm. I don't, but Mario & Rabbids fits perfectly for that. Like, I can take it, play it real quick, and you know, move on. It's like the perfect handheld game.
Yeah,
I mean, I have no argument against that. It's a fun game for that.
Very good.
It looks good too. It looks real good on the handheld.
It looks awesome, and I mean, there are a lot of things to like about it.
That's colorful.
Levels are really different. It's really challenging.
It has a difficulty that ramps up in that game,
like super quick.
Yeah, it's
I was hitting like 3 stars or whatever every time, and then I got to I don't know what world it was. World like 2.4 or something.
Yeah, it was like halfway through world 2.
It's like, oh shit, this got hard quick. So, but Mario & Rabbids did make my top 10 as well. So, ready to go? We don't know.
We'll find out.
I do actually.
You may know.
All right. Jeff's not back yet, so I will reveal my top. My number 10.
I'm back.
Oh, Jeff is back. What's your number 10, Jeff?
That's a very good question. Let me put it over to you. My number 10 is Friday the 13th.
Okay. All right. After its rough launch, you kind of got into it and liked it a lot.
It's fun, like hide and seek. And if you're a fan of Friday the 13th, it, like, a lot of fan service went into it. Like, the people that made this love Friday the 13th. So,
yeah, I have to get it at some point. I hope they add in a Jason X costume.
There is one that's kind of, well, whatever.
Maybe. Yeah, I'll get it at some point. All right, my number 10 is Resident Evil 7. We talked about it being the most improved sequel. It was a huge uptick and a revival of that series, so...
It's way too low on your list.
I think you're gonna say that about a lot of things on my list, Jeff. So
yeah.
Pete, at least you know Zelda's not his number 10.
This is true.
I know it's not his number 1.
Is it not in there?
He doesn't know where Zelda is on my list, if it's on my list though. So it is, Jeff.
Night in the Woods is number 10.
Night in the Woods. All right. Yeah, I wish I had gotten a chance to play more of that.
Yeah, I never finished it, which is why I didn't nominate it for any of our categories before.
I thought it was like a short game.
It is. I just, but it's okay. So it's a game that like I feel a very personal connection to because it deals with like a lot of mental illness and a lot of like mental illness surrounding the idea of college and what life looks like after college. And as somebody who just graduated and doing all that shit and stuff, like it was a game that I had to play in short chunks because it was giving me anxiety attacks. But it looks beautiful. I guess I could have put it up for art style and stuff, but I mean, it's a game that lives and dies on its story and stuff, which I haven't finished, but it has still left an impact on me.
Yeah. There's great characters in that. A shame that like we didn't nominate any of them.
Yeah.
Did they release that for Xbox?
It just came out a week ago.
Yeah. I might get it.
Like, that's actually an extended version of the game too.
You think I'd like it?
Yeah, I think it's short enough. Like, I think you'll get a kick out of the humor and stuff. Like, there's some light platforming elements, but I mean, if you're gonna get mad about games where walk around and everything is emotional and deep and shit, this game's not just 1 hour long.
There's more to do in it too than like, I mean, there are the light platforming elements, like,
and there's like there's a light adventure game aesthetic to it. I'll put it that way.
It's a little more than, you know, the walk around, going home style.
All right.
Much more to it, actually. Like, you can go talk to characters, and it's not just walk around and explore shit. Fozzie,
mm-hmm.
What do you got at your number 10?
Zelda. I'm kidding.
I was typing that shit in, and Jeff was about to jump out his window.
No, it's
too late. There at all.
It's too late.
We have played Tetris.
Nice.
And I don't even know if I even do this because it's kind of just a demo, but no joke, I played this demo like 15 hours. Like, it was insane. It's all I needed. It was just like, okay, it's single player and I could play against the computers and I had a great time with it. It's really difficult. I've always felt like I'm pretty good at Tetris, but man, this one is a whole nother level. Those CPUs are really difficult, so... It was fun.
I would, if you like what you played out of that demo for 15 uh-huh. hours, so obviously you did.
Yes,
I would look into getting the full game. Like there's really cool challenges. Like there's a campaign, a story mode, or whatever, and uh-huh. you don't want to listen to any of the story. It's terrible. Okay. But the actual challenges and stuff that they have for those levels are great.
Okay.
Like, they're a lot of fun. It, like, puts a spin on, like, Puyo Puyo and Tetris that is really awesome.
I'll take your word for it.
Tony, what do you got at number 9?
Number 9. Zelda. No, I'm just kidding.
Stop doing that!
Oh, my God.
Mordor or Shadow of War. This game snuck into my list. I've been playing it over the past week or so. It's really good. It takes the core gameplay from the original game and really expands upon it in some cool ways with the base building and like collecting your orcs, and like it's just a lot of fun. And plus, I mean, I wanted more of that original game. The whole Nemesis system is something that's really entertaining. And even though it was revolutionary when it first came out, you haven't seen any other games like pick up on it. So I've got that back. So definitely worth trying out, and the fact that I, you know, managed to sneak it off Walmart's website for $10 for the deluxe edition was nice, too. So
pricing error.
It was a price error. Yeah, it was supposed to be $99, and I got it for $9.99.
Nice.
That's another one I actually have still in the shrink wrap. I forgot what I got for like $20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of excited for it, but it's I got a backlog.
I got backlog, people.
Jeff, what do you got at 9?
My number 9 is Destiny 2. It's there because I've not played enough of it to like put it in a higher status, but like I think it's one of the I guess I didn't play a lot of shooters, but it was a very good shooter. It's very good, and I'm enjoying it. I'm still early on, but I think it deserved a place on my list. So
nice. And we will play at some point.
Yeah. Yes, me too. I'm in.
Once Jeff gets a microphone.
Yeah, you need
a microphone. I should probably do that.
Jeff,
Jesus Christ.
Damn it. I demand you get a microphone.
Just like next time I go to the store, I'll fucking get one.
My number nine is Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 and 2.5 Remix.
Yeah.
Wow.
I popped it in, and that game won. It's still a ton of fun to play, and it's not just one game. There's like six in that package, but it is a beautiful looking version of that. And I forgot how much fun I had playing it. I don't know how good Kingdom Hearts actually is, but I like it. It's really, really fun. So, Pete, what do you got at number nine?
Pyre.
Pirate?
Pyre.
Oh.
I do like it. I would like to play a game called Pirate, though. That sounds fun.
All right. No, you kids soon.
Just wait until March. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it already. Super Giant Games and all that stuff. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't need to go into any more detail.
Fozzie, number nine.
Me. Tony's number 10 is my number nine. Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah.
I think he kind of explained. Like, again, like, this is a game that I thought was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, it's kind of XCOM-ish. And you know what? Like, you guys kind of hate on it a little bit, but I thought it did some really cool things, like the jumping around, like, added a whole new element of being able to use your teammates, but, like, especially when I get into the harder areas, you can't go too far away, or then that guy just gets, you know, plummeted, and so it's cool. Like, there's definitely a really difficult aspect to it, so... besides that, like, I love kind of, you know, gaining the new weapons, leveling those up, and the characters were pretty memorable. Like, you know, they were fun. Looked great. It was a fun game. So, yeah, it's my number nine.
Nice. Tony, what do you got at eight?
At eight, I got Zelda Breath of the Wild.
For real,
serious. This time, yeah. I think we're going to talk probably a lot more about this later, so I'm not going to say too much. But I really like Zelda. I think it's great. I like walking around the world. The art style is really cool. There are some things about it that really annoy me. Yeah, it's a decent game. Good. Spot number eight.
Jeff.
Daggers. My number eight is Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. I'm not like super blown away by it, but I still love the idea of a single-player first-person shooter that tries to have a cool story. I like the story in this. It's probably a better game all around than The New Order, but for whatever reason, it didn't like blow me away like The New Order, because it was just kind of more of that. So that's why why it places where it does on my list.
Nice. My number eight is, full disclosure here, I have not finished this game yet, but I put a bunch of time into it. It's South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
I didn't finish either. It gets pretty hard.
Yeah, and it's... but it is one... I mean, if you don't like South Park humor, you should probably just stay away from it. But outside of that, I think there's a cool game underlying it. And yeah. It is fun to just kind of like, you know, walk around that town. And yes, we did it in the truth, but this is a little bit different, and what you're doing is different enough that it's still quite fun. Pete, what do you got at eight?
Hollow Knight. Yeah, for all the reasons I explained before, like just the combination of mechanics in that game. I think the music is amazing. The way it portrays its sort of like lonely sensibilities, and just, yeah, I don't know. It's a game that has to be seen and played to like really understand it, I think. But
it's a game Jeff needs to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Fozzie.
Sorry. My number eight is Sonic Mania. I feel like maybe people, they're not talking about as much as they were, you know, when it first came out, but Man, like, when you really think about it, I mean, obviously, I grew up with the Sega Genesis and everything, so I kind of have somewhat of an attachment to Sonic, but it was just a ton of fun. I love that iconic music. Like, I kind of forgot how good those, like, old-school Sonic games sounded and, like, the songs and the soundtracks and everything, so... And it was difficult enough where, like, man, like, some of those bosses just... Oh, God, losing to them and then having to restart the whole thing felt really nice beating it. So, it was a ton of fun. It was one of my favorite games on Switch.
I wish that that game would not kick you back to the beginning of the act.
I know. Oh. It's brutal, but I kind of love that challenge. Like, you really had to learn the levels, like,
yeah,
especially the last, like, couple.
All right, Tony, what do you got at number 7?
Destiny 2. I don't know, great game, great gameplay. The gunplay is awesome. I think it might be the best ranked shooter I have on my list. Because it wasn't a great year for shooters, but Destiny 2 definitely stood out amongst them. Some great co-op gameplay, too. It was really fun.
Yeah. We'll be talking a little more about Destiny 2 on my list later. So
I'm also losing my voice now. It's great.
Excellent. Jeff, what do you got at 7?
I have Nioh, which is like Team Ninja's take on Dark Souls. So that's pretty much all I have to really say about it right there. It's pretty cool.
You like Dark Souls? And
Yeah. So.
And you like Team Ninja.
Yeah, just someone doing something like that, like, and they did a pretty good job, and they did a good job of, like, kind of distinguishing themselves too a little bit.
So that came out pretty early in the year too, right?
I think January.
Like February?
Yeah, January, February.
That's
cool
that, like, that stuck around with you.
Yeah.
My number 7 is Pyre. Pete's talked about it. I've talked about it. But I love that it is basically like this cool little sports game with a visual novel kind of attached to it. But I really love the sports game aspect of it. I would pay to have like a full season mode of that. It's really fun. Like, it's simplistic in almost a, like, NES type sports game where you have, like, you know, the fast guy, the fat guy who is powerful, and like the medium guy, but you know, the way the game is played is very interesting, and I think the sports game aspect of that is really great, and then the story on top of it is something that's really intriguing. So Pete,
Persona 5. The game is a little too long for its own good, and some of the dungeons are much longer than they need to be. But overall, I think it nails its story. I really enjoyed the combat system, this sort of like weird Pokemon-esque RPG stuff it had going on. Relationships that you could form, I think, was easily the most fun aspect of that game.
Nice. So I still need to try that series out. Fozzie?
My number 7 is Hefe's number 8, which is Wolfenstein. This game, I feel like almost it could be under one of my biggest disappointments, just because, like, the gameplay just needed a couple more tweaks. And it could have been so much better. Like, the story is interesting and everything like that, but, like, the mini map wasn't there. Getting around the ship was just super confusing. The game was just laughably hard. There's no way to know if you're getting shot at because you don't feel anything. Just a lot of kind of weird things that, like, a AAA studio probably should have thought about before releasing. And that's why it's low, because, man, like, the story is cool. Like, it's such a different take on what, like, a hyper-masculine, like, action hero should be. And so it's a shame. But, yeah, so it hits my number 7 for that reason.
Cool. Tony, what do you got at 6?
I have Madden NFL 18. I was a little worried this year Madden. Because they announced that they were switching to the Frostbite engine, not because the Frostbite engine is bad, but normally when they switch engines on Madden, the next Madden's pretty bad. But the gameplay ended up being fantastic, and then they added that new story mode, which was, you know, like a Telltale game, but good.
Ooh, okay.
I really enjoyed this Madden for a lot of reasons, and I plan on playing a lot more of it into the new year once, you know, football's over and I miss football again.
I really hope they add that. I know there's a story mode in FIFA. They added that last year, and it came across as
story mode for FIFA was really fun.
I do hope they add it into NHL at some point, because it's such an interesting way of playing those games.
Yeah, like a branching path, combining the gameplay with like some story mode, like making it feel more realistic, like, and not just like, okay, I'm hopping in for a game and hopping out again.
Right.
Building around your character and making them feel real in the world. It's just cool.
Jeff?
My number 6 is Assassin's Creed Origins. I don't know. It's the first Assassin's Creed that I've liked, so I guess that helps. I'm not 100% sold on everything about it, but it's just a beautiful looking game. It's fun to move around. It feels a lot better than the other ones that I've tried, at the very least. And I had a lot of fun. I did not finish it. Probably got about 20 hours in out of God knows how many, but I just love the setting and everything. Like, it's just it somehow clicked with me finally. So
I love the like little temples. You can kind of like the.
Yeah,
calling them temples, but they're really just like dungeons or whatever that you can come across and explore. And there's so much in that game. It's really great.
Yeah.
My number 6 is The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
What was that?
Who, what?
I heard something.
I did not hear what Jeff said. But I assume that it is higher on Jeff's list and on Fozzie's, so we'll get to talk about it then. Pete, what do you got?
Oh, that was fast.
Sorry.
Well, no, because I guess we will talk about it later. Wolfenstein.
Okay.
New Colossus. For sure.
Anything else to add on what Jeff and Fozzie had? Or?
No, I mean, you know, Fozzie hit the nail on the head, like, you know, the deconstruction of, like, the typical male protagonist. And stuff like that. Like, just even trying to do something new and stuff. Even if the gameplay's bad. I'm not, you know, I won't lie.
I would say it's bad. I like the gameplay in it. It's just,
it just has weird, I don't know, things that could have been tweaked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, for sure. Excuse me. But, okay. My train of thought, but like, so for me personally, I love writing, you know, like a lot of the games on this list are on here because of their writing and stuff like that, and so like it tried something new, and I respect that effort.
Nice. Fozzie, what do you got at 6?
My 6 is only 7, Destiny 2. You know, I didn't play a lot of Destiny 1. I got like, I think I played like the Taken King and the expansion stuff, but this is the first time like I got pretty close to 300. It kind of really died out in the past couple months, but I mean, I had a good time with it. I thought it was really fun. They were kind of like, they would give you a lot of legendaries and kind of keep you intrigued, and so I still think Destiny has like some of the best gameplay I've ever played on, like, as far as like first person shooters go. It's a really, like, just really feels good, and I love, like, the special powers and everything like that, so, it's definitely up there, and I probably put a good 70 hours into it, so I got my money's worth, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tony, we're turning the corner here. Right. Starting the top five.
Oh, yeah.
NBA 2K18.
Two sports. Mm. Yes. Y'all call me the goddamn bro gamer over Tony over here.
You put this shit about Zelda and shit.
I know! What? It's
fucking it's Zelda. Man. I'm sorry, Jeff. It's just better than Zelda. I can't.
Yeah.
This version, especially in 4K on the Xbox One X, it's the most attractive sports game I've ever played. I like a lot of the stuff they've done community-wise, like building the hub world this year. So you're like, everything is interconnected, the actual playing through your season and like hopping onto a playground game or some of the other modes you can jump into. It's really well built. They also one of the few games this year that have done where you can actually buy the in-game currency with real money, but they've done it in such a way where you're only like buying up extras. You can't like buy yourself into better gameplay.
Oh, okay.
So they implemented that really well, unlike some other games. So I really like where this game, where NBA 2K is going, and I like a lot of it. Probably gonna play a lot more.
Nice, Jeff.
crying inside.
Anyways, my number five is SteamWorld Dig 2, which is kind of like Metroid Chill Edition. There's like still combat and there's bosses and shit in it, but it's like a very laid back version of that like 2D exploration type game where you get more shit and it gives you more access. I think I'm the only one that's played it here, maybe?
I played it. It's good.
Yeah. Really cool, like, type of one of those games. Dude. Like, I was really surprised by it. So, there you go.
Nice. My number five is Uncharted The Lost Legacy.
Nice.
Said this in the last episode, but I think it might be the best Uncharted game. It plays great. It takes a lot of the annoyingness that has been in the Uncharted games and fixes it. The AI is for you, like the AI with you, Nadine, what the hell is his name?
Sam,
Nate's brother. Sometimes they're with you and like they're actually useful. They help solve puzzles and they actually can take out enemies. So you don't feel like you are like the one man army running around while your partner is being an ass, just kind of like standing there. So it's a lot of fun. It's very pretty. Maybe not as pretty as some other games we've talked about, like Assassin's Creed or some other stuff. Maybe we haven't talked yet, but it's a good game. Pete?
We're at number five, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Resident Evil 7.
Mm. It'd be sad when you figure out that Zelda's not even on his list.
Jeff. I know.
I know, right?
Yeah.
he knows, though.
Yeah. No, I mean, we already talked about Resident Evil. Like, I don't want to rehash.
Yeah,
it's coming up again. Don't worry.
No, I'm sure. I mean, I think it's your number two, Jeff. So
it's up there.
Okay. Let's see. My number five, and it's only here because I didn't get to play enough of it, is Assassin's Creed Origins. I mean, I have a goddamn Assassin's Creed tattoo, so I figure like it. Yeah. And it's a Middle Eastern like setting. This is about as good as it gets for me. It's literally like just like I just ran out of time, you know. And the games that are above it are games that like I absolutely adore. And so that's tough because I mean, like my like five games here might be like the five best games that I've played in years. So I mean, that's kind of the start right there. I mean, it's just. I think, again, like Peter was saying, we've talked about this game enough, but yeah, that's why it's up there at right. Five and not higher.
Tony, what do you got at four?
Fozzie's 5 is my 4.
Yay!
Creed Origins. So I don't have a whole lot else to say other than that the game is beautiful. It's got an Assassin's Creed story worth experiencing and an Assassin's Creed world worth seeing, which I think is two things that we haven't gotten in the last couple of games.
Very true.
Jeff, what do you got?
My number 4 is Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That game is really good. Like, really, really good. We discussed it before. I have not finished it yet. Like, I'm in the last world or whatever, but, like, it's just a really fun game. And you know, the cool thing about it is, even though I'm not done with it, like, you go back to that game and, like, within one, like, section, you're like, all right, I remember what I'm doing here. It's a really fun, like, perfect little Switch game, dude.
Agreed. Although it's not on my list. But I did like it.
Nowhere on your list. Jeez.
Nowhere on my list. My number 4 is Tony's number 4 and Fozzie's number 5. Assassin's Creed Origins.
God. So predictable.
I really like Assassin's Creed. This is a great return to form. I like Bayek as a character. He's probably the first character in a while that I've liked in an Assassin's Creed game. The setting is wonderful. I've always loved like ancient Egypt. And it looks amazing.
I like his wife too. She's so bloodthirsty.
Yeah. Everything about it is great. Like,
if they revealed they were vampires like halfway through, it'd be like, oh yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. It's a wonderful game. I really like it. It has so much character, and I think that's we're going to, you know, when we're discussing later, like, why I might like this over another game that has some similarities. But it is because of the character. Like, I enjoy the gameplay of it a ton, and then on top of that, it has great character. So, Pete, what do you got?
Battleship Brigade.
Nice.
And I mean that comes down a lot to those first 4 chapters of the game where it just like it strikes that Studio Ghibli chord with me of just like this warm and cheerful setting and style and characters like and it's hard to express properly without having had somebody else play it to understand.
Right.
What are you saying?
But yeah, no, I thought even with the ending kind of falling short, that I think it's still something like super special.
Cool. I do feel I need to try it at some point. Fozzie, what do you got at 4?
At 4, am I the first person to have this on their list? It's Horizon Zero Dawn for me, number 4. This is another game where I played it probably a few more hours than Assassin's Creed, so I wasn't able to get super into it. But it's definitely like one of those games where I kind of instantly clicked with it. I mean, it was just gorgeous, like right from the start. It was actually kind of interesting. Like, I kind of loved this, like, meshing of these two things that normally you wouldn't think about. And like you said, like, the taming of, like, kind of, like, Shadow of the Colossus-esque, like, that's just, it's too good of a combination. So it was one of those things where I waited, not really for any reason, except I just didn't, you know, have time to play it. But it was $20. So I was like, well, I definitely want to get it now. And yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to beating it probably sometime next year for sure. So,
have you played the DLC for it? Or are you going to get it for it?
I'm sure I would definitely get it in the future, but I have not played the DLC.
When I get that, snow area looks great.
Yeah, I mean, God, the game is just beautiful, and so yeah. I'm stoked.
All right, Tony, what do you got at 3?
All right, Jeff, you want to guess what my number 3 is?
No.
Super Mario Odyssey. I love Mario. This is a great Mario game. my favorite Switch game so far. I think it's really cool in a lot of ways. The open world aspects, like the fact that there are moons everywhere to find, like it really gives you reason to keep playing. And I love the ending. I think the ending is awesome. I'm not as big a fan normally of the 3D Marios as I am of the 2D Marios. So I think it's really cool that they included a lot of 2D sequences, and the way they did it is awesome. So Super Mario Odyssey, great game.
Agreed. Jeff?
How dare you say the 3D Mario is worth?
I didn't say it was worth. I said I tend to like the 3D Mario.
Oh, we heard you. my number three is Resident Evil 7, dude. Like, that game is just kind of reimagining what that series can be while also sticking kind of to its roots. We've talked about it a bunch already. I guess the only thing I would add to that is I got to play that a lot of that game in VR, and that was like super fucking awesome game to play in VR. So that's why it ended up so high on top of just being awesome.
It's another game early this year that I'm glad stuck around on people's lists. I mean,
yeah.
Yep. All right. My number three is Destiny 2. I like Destiny 1. I like Destiny 2. It's not much more to say about it. I think it's a great shooter. I mean, yes, I do. Like Fozzie said, like, you know, he fell off maybe a little quicker. I actually like that about it, that, like, I wasn't grinding my way through it. Like, it gives you the rewards, and then I bought the expansion, and it's given me a reason to go back, and now I'm playing it again, and they up the light level, so I'm, like, gaining more levels towards there.
What is the light level at now?
It's a 350.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so like, there's a lot more that you can up at, but every time I go on, and this is very much different from the original Destiny, where every time I go on to Destiny 2, I feel like I'm making some sort of progress. Mm-hmm. Where in Destiny 1, it was like, you could go on and play for 3 or 4 hours and you don't move at all. Like, it did not feel like I might have had a lot of fun, but I didn't ever feel like I was progressing all the time. And every time I go on in Destiny 2, like, that number goes up just a bit, just enough that I feel like I'm doing something. And I know Pete hates the Crucible, but I really enjoy it. Except for, I guess it was like maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Prometheus lens?
Yeah, where it was just broken and everybody was shooting a goddamn trace rifle around. It looked like laser tag. Like,
sounds like a lot of fun to me. I don't know.
That was terrible. Like, it was awful. Because that's not how I play that game. But lots of other people had fun with it, especially when they could just go buy that rifle. So, Pete, what do you got at three?
Horizon Zero Dawn.
There you go.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Well said.
My Destiny 3 is Super Mario Odyssey. I don't know. This is probably the most fun I've had since Super Mario 64. This brought back a childlike experience for me. Like, it was like Tony was saying, like, I love the fact that they're like, here's a million fucking moons, like, go have fun. Like, they're in plain sight and some are really difficult to find, and so there's that. It definitely has that challenge and that opportunity to be like, you know what, let me just play for 20 minutes tonight, see if I get a couple more moons, you know. So and it rewards players, and so, like, the outfits are cute. They're awesome. It's, I don't know how to explain it except that, like we had a bunch of fun. As far as, like, I would watch my girlfriend play, she'd watch me play, and it was a great time. Like, it brought back what makes Mario so fun. Like, I could not get into the other Marios like I got into this one. I don't think I've beaten a Mario since 64, and this was the first one I played all the way through. So, yeah, that's why it's my number three.
Nice. Tony, what do you got at number two?
Number two, Horizon Zero Dawn. I think it's a great game in many respects, but I'm losing my voice. I can't say very much.
All right. Jeff, what do you got at number two?
My number two is Super Mario Odyssey. I actually really love all the 3D Marios, so I don't know if I would say it's like my favorite. Like, you know, I really love the Wii U one. I love all the, you know, both the galaxies, all that. But it's nice to see Super Mario Odyssey go back to like that kind of 64 style, where it's just like, here's big open worlds. And yeah, just the fact that there's so much to do. Like, I think I beat the game with around 150 stars, and now I have 300 or something, and it's not even like half of what there is in the game.
Oh no, there's what, like over 800 of them.
My son is like up to like 800 and something.
Wow. Yeah, so like that's amazing, and it's like, it is cool. Like, even after you beat the game, you could hop in, pick a level, and you'll find moves that you didn't find the last time you played it, which is crazy because some of the levels even aren't even that big. You know, I'd say most of them aren't. It's a really great game. I just think that there was one game else this year that was better than everything else. So,
obviously, because this is your number two, Jeff.
Yes, but by a lot. Like, Super Mario Odyssey, really good example of a Mario game, but it's not like evolving it in any huge way. Like, it's just a good 3D Mario game. But anyways.
My number two is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Fuck that game.
That game is great.
I love the combat in it. I like games with bows. Like, bows are cool. And I loved
shooting. The best game with bows this year.
Yeah, definitely the best game with bows this year. You would shoot the, like, I love setting up traps, and it's crazy. Like, I am not one. Normally, I'm one that just jumps in and like blows shit up. And if you did that in this game, you got fucked up. Like, you could not do that. So like, I it made me play outside of my comfort zone by like actually setting up traps and hunting these things. But damn, was it fun. Like, when you take down one of those big beasts, like, or you turn one of them and can take control of them, it's awesome. Like that, it's just, it's really fucking cool. I love that world, which is something that, you know, I talked about with Assassin's Creed. Like, there's just so much that's really cool about it that I liked being in that world. There was just so much lore behind it, so much great story behind it. And then on top of it, really good gameplay and a reason to drive me forward. Like, normally I don't go and hunt down a lot of the like collectibles and shit. And I went and got most of them in this game. If not all of them. I don't think I got all of, like, the purple flowers, but I think I got everything else. Like, all the little dolls from the mountain people, and I climbed all the giant brontosaurus things and did all the cauldrons. Like, I did a lot of shit in there. I, you know, it was one of the most played games this year for me. So, and I want to go back and play that DLC.
That game by itself justified my purchase of a PS4.
Yeah, like, totally. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those types of games. Pete, what do you got at two?
PUBG.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to say any more than that.
Okay.
He might not say any more, but I'm going to say some more.
You're going to say some more? What do you got?
PUBG.
Yeah.
Are you just going
to
say
the
same
thing? Here's the thing. No, real quick. No, I'm going to... I'm going to set the mood for you real fast. Do you guys, I don't know if you remember Red Dead Redemption multiplayer, but yeah. I had a ton of fun with that because it was kind of like, it was stupid in a way. It was like, okay, this
I remember you driving me off a cliff. I remember
exactly. That. Yes, right. That's my remember, like, I remember like having everyone on my stagecoach and I would drive off the cliff and then everyone would hate me. And that's what I kind of get out of PUBG is that, like, It's not even about winning. It's about the stupid moments. It's about being in a car with everyone. You're getting shot up. You're trying to escape, and then you just flip the car over and then just crash, and then everyone explodes in a fiery
death. Okay, so it's funny you say that. Not more than, I guess now almost 4 hours ago. Holy shit. I was in a game, and we were playing the regular map, not the desert map, the first map. Right. We had to swim from mainland to military island.
Okay.
And as we were heading there, we heard a Jeep coming at us. I had a shotgun. I fired at the Jeep, and because they've changed vehicle physics, mm-hmm. when you make sharp turns, the car loses control a little bit.
Oh, it does. Oh.
So I mind you, we're on the cliffside, about to go down into the water.
Yeah.
So the Jeep goes past us. I take a shot at the driver. I hit the driver. The guy makes a sharp right turn, and the vehicle just careens off the cliff. And
that's all, yeah.
You hear it crash down there, and the other four guys took so much fall damage that the rest of us just lined up there and picked them off one by one. It was
exactly
amazing.
It's awesome. And it's those moments. It's like, and when you get good enough where it's like you're always like constantly in like the top 20, then you need to start like figure out better things to do. Like, oh, let's just try to do pistols only, or like, let's just try and like just fuck with these people all the time, because that's half the fun of it. It's like it's those like moments of chaos that are just like fueled by the game's kind of shittiness plus like your own shittiness, and it makes for an incredible experience. So it's the most fun I've had in a while. And yeah, I mean, that's why it's number two for me. So there
you go. All right, here we go. Our number ones. Tony, what do you got?
We got Total War Warhammer 2.
every time you say those words, I was like, where is your...
I'm like, what is going to be your number one? I had no idea.
I have like more than 140 hours into this game. It's awesome.
That's fair.
It's, you know, you take the Total War Warhammer formula, the normal... and you add like dinosaurs and dragons and like a bunch of new races that are all like really cool and really different. And then I was iffy on the Vortex campaign, but then they added the Mortal Empires campaign after launch, which took the campaign from the first game and combined it with the campaign from the second game to like take everything from that first game and turn it on its head and like really give you a reason to go back and play with all of those races over again. So it's kind of like getting that game over again in like a new format. So they really like toss a whole bunch of stuff at you and really improved on the formula and made it awesome. So I think it's the best Total War game I've played. They announced like a historical game like a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, how can you go back to history after what you've done to Total War? Because it's so cool.
Aren't they remaking some of the older?
What they're doing is they're like taking the older ones and like adding new campaigns that are like more focused.
Ah, okay.
So they're not like remaking them, but they're like adding to them. Like they actually just added a new campaign to Total War Rome 2. So they're doing some stuff with that. The next one I think is Total War Britannia. Like Britain. So
nice.
I'm excited for that, but I can't wait for Total War Warhammer 3, because that game's gonna be a lot of fun. These games are awesome, and this one was fantastic.
I'm always happy that you always have something that the rest of us do not have at the top of your list, don't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, what the fuck is my list?
You too.
I was going to say, I think three games on my list are, oh no, well, maybe the my top couple there, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, Battleship are pretty high. But, I mean, Tony always has, like, some off-kilter strategy game at the top that doesn't really hit with us.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I absolutely know it's not going to be, like, at the top of our game of the year list. I mean,
I wish that I had more time.
Yeah.
Now, they're really time-consuming, and that's one of the worst things about Total War Warhammer is that if you're not going to, like, invest your 40 hours into a campaign, you're not going
to... might not be for you.
All right. Well, Jeff has filled in his number one. I guess he doesn't want to reveal it. He played a game called Angry Hefe.
Oh, that was me.
Number one. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. I knew his number one.
Fozzie filled in. It, I didn't realize there was a game called Angry Hefe, but that's a
surprise. Cool game. Like,
all right. Jeff, go ahead.
My number one is Breath of the Wild. We've talked a lot about this game already tonight, as well as throughout the year. But there's a whole bunch of reasons I think it deserves to be number one. It's not just because I'm a Zelda fan. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean
number one concern for you.
No, I mean, if you know, Skyward Sword, I don't think was my number one that year. Even though I love Zelda, like, it doesn't necessarily mean shit. I think this game is better than any game I played this year, last year, year before that. I mean, I don't know. I think it's one of the best games I've ever played, for sure. Like, I think it's in, like, this is like a year with a lot of good games, and I think it's just so obviously beyond any of those other games. Like, so I talk a lot about, like, tonight about how, like, it's experimental and it's gameplay. Like, it encourages you to experiment. There's multiple solutions to puzzles, but also just the fact that they pulled off, like, such a huge open world game that feels so polished in every corner. I mean, I guess Assassin's Creed maybe looks better or whatever, but like, I think there's more interesting things to do in every corner of Zelda. What else? The fact that you can climb anywhere. I know we've talked about much about that, but like, the fact that there's like a gameplay mechanic to that as well, where you have to like upgrade your stamina. The fact that it's kind of hard and kind of is obviously inspired in some ways by Dark Souls is another part to me that like I love. Like, I just love everything about this game. I ain't budging on this, though. That's my number one. It's so hard to be Breath of the Wild.
You don't have to budge on your number one, Jeff. Like, it is your number one.
This is the hill I'm going to die on. I'm just saying.
Oh, we know.
All right. Well, we will be talking more Breath of the Wild shortly, but I'm going to reveal my number one, which is Super Mario Odyssey. Yeah, I mean, just happiness, right? Like, just kind of, it's to me, like, Mario is like happiness distilled into video game form. And I had a smile on my face from the moment I put the game in, like, all through like the 20 hours I put getting up towards the end of it. And I had almost double the amount of moons that Jeff did when I beat the game. Because I would just be like, oh, like, what's over here? And like, almost like a fucking squirrel where it was like, ooh, there's another star over there, and just running around, like, where I'd spend, instead of just getting like the 10 or so stars I needed to move on to the next world, I would just keep exploring. And in exploring, like, I would find shit that just, like, it's just so well designed where it's like, oh, like, I wonder if I can get up there. And then you get up there and there's like a star up there. It's like, there's no reason for you to have tried to get up there, but the designers knew that you would try, or somebody would try to like break the game in such a way. And when you get up to the top, there's like a little reward.
Yeah.
It's like so much fun. And, you know, Fozzie talked about the costumes, and like, who the fuck would know that, like, I'm like having fun dressing up Mario as like a pirate and shit. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, I want Mario's all those costumes. Yeah. Like, I have Amiibo, so like going and visiting Uncle Amiibo is cool, but I understand for some people, maybe not as cool because they're always running into him and they don't have Amiibo, but I don't know. Like, it put the biggest smile on my face all year. So, Pete, what do you got at number one?
It's Nier. I mean, I'm literally just going to repeat the same three sentences I've said when I talked about the story or the gameplay and how everything kind of meshes together and all that jazz. But I mean, I'll get into it, I guess, as we get closer to actually having to list things.
Fozzie.
I think you know what it is. It's Breath of the Wild, baby.
Good job.
It is. And it look, is? Again, I don't want to go too into it because I know that I have to die on that same hill as Hefe. But seriously, like, when I look at my top 10, it's like 10 to 2. You could almost just place them any which way, and I wouldn't care that much. But it's like Zelda was it. Like, it's been it from the get-go since I was playing it. It is my number one because, like Jeff was saying, is that it's the perfect amount of challenging plus exploration plus, like, you know, again, like, just the puzzles, and it's kind of the opposite of Mario, where it's like there are some shrines that are easy to find, but like they only give you like 20 that are easy to find, and then the other 100 or whatever are hard as hell to find. Like, I still, like, I have no idea where to go to get them. So it rewards you for really digging deep to find these specific ones, and so. That plus, you know, the cooking element, like and just the exploration, just literally just being able to look at a space and be like, I'm going to fly there, or I want to see what the hell's going on there because it seems awesome. And that like the challenge and just getting your, like, literally the shit kicked out of you with some of those enemies at the beginning.
Have you played any of the DLC, Fozzie?
No.
It's some end game shit right there where it's like, oh, you think you played some Zelda? Here we go.
Yeah.
Like,
And so, I mean, to me, it's not a Zelda game because I've never enjoyed a Zelda game. This is an experience unlike any other. I mean, and like Jeff was saying, it's that this was something that it not only, like, it almost transcends Zelda because this is stating that Nintendo is back. They came back with this. They're like, you're getting the fucking Switch day one, and you're getting Zelda day one. Welcome. You know, like, this is it. This is why that's my number one, is that this is just such an incredible game. I cannot believe you guys have it special. At 8 and 6.
Yeah,
and Peter does not even have it.
Because it's the third best game that came out.
It's special rude. In a way that, like, very few right. games are. It's all like,
right. So anyways, that's my number one.
It's one of those games.
We're going to get into it.
I know. Like,
why Tony and I have it lower on our list.
Which is fair.
Okay. Pete does not have a Switch, so...
No, but even if I would, like, my interest in Zelda games, like, is...
It's not like great. Other Zelda games.
No, Pete still has a game to tell. We have not heard his game of the year
yet. No, we did. He has
no, Nier. We did. It's Nier.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. I was about to say. Yeah. But, okay.
We right. Go ahead. We will get into it. All right, so we need to pick a 10 here.
Wait, I thought, don't you, like, seed them or something?
Well, I can well, like we basically we pick from what we have here, and we but I mean,
it gives us a starting point, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously Zelda is on
everyone but
Fozzie and Jeff's.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in the conversation. Mario is on multiple people's. So that's going to be in the conversation.
Help out.
Horizon.
I'm not helping out at all. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, there we go.
Browns.
Assassin's Creed.
AC.
Wolfenstein. Mario. Rabbids.
Resident Evil.
I'm kind of just looking for, like, multiples. I think every single, even Total War, Warhammer should be there.
I think every single number one should be there. Mirror and Warhammer probably at the bottom of our list, but
yeah, but
certainly on our list.
They definitely hold weight because they are number one. So,
Oh, Destiny 2 was also on multiple people's list.
Is Uncharted multiple people's?
I think it's only on Chris's
list. I'm the only one that has them on there. So.
That's a shame. I would have wanted to play that. Shadow of War just on one and looks like number 9, so I don't think that's going to
happen. I don't think it raids.
Let's see, what else do we have? Destiny, Resident Evil 7.
That's it. There's 11 games here.
Get cut.
Do we feel like we're missing any?
I think we have all the
multis and then the number ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leaves us at 11. So we do need to cut.
I would like to have everyone's number one on there. Is there any that was like multiples?
I think if we were to cut one, I would cut Mario and Rabbids.
Yeah.
It's near I'd the be bottom. Okay with that because that's a 10 and 9. Plus well, on one. Jeff, what do we feel about Mario Rabbids being cut?
You don't hit him, Diane.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. Cut that.
I mean, well, you have a 10-9, and Jeff has it at 4.
Yeah.
I guess Wolfenstein is on 3 lists, too, so.
And it's the only other ones, I mean.
That's it, because.
PUBG has 2 number 2s, so that's got to stay.
They're higher up.
I would be okay with taking that out and then putting Total War at 10. And let's kind of start rounding this out.
That's fine. I think that's a good place to start.
Because Nier is probably on, I mean, I feel like it should be higher, yeah, than Total War at the very least.
Total War and Nier at 10 and 9?
I mean, Peter, what do you think?
I think, are you the only person with Nier on your list?
I am, yeah. So yeah. I mean, I know, like, I guess.
It's going to be low. I mean, well, like, I guess, this isn't. This isn't final. Like, we're just. Right.
I mean, if you feel like there's another one that could be underneath it at 9, I mean.
Like,
you know,
I feel like I could put Wolfenstein there. I could put Destiny there. But I mean.
Wolfenstein is on 1, 2, 3. Although it's pretty low, but.
It's on 4 people's list, too.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. Yeah,
it's got to go higher than that.
And it's a number 3 on Chris's, so I think that's as good as Nier's going to get him.
I thought you said Wolfenstein was on his list for a second. I was like, I don't remember Chris talking about it.
No, Destiny's number 3 on my list. But, I mean, would you be good at Wolfenstein at 10 and we push Total War and Nier up?
That's fine.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that? I mean, this is all obviously not final until. All right, so.
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's try and round out the bottom 5 here.
What do we think about Resident Evil and Destiny 2? I feel like those are kind of the lower end ones.
The middle tier. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the other ones are all pretty high up on someone's list.
I mean, I would put Resident Evil higher than Destiny 2.
Same.
Okay, so Destiny 2 at 7, Resident Evil at 6. Is there any objections to that?
No. Not for me.
Destiny 2 at 7?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm fine with that.
Destiny 2 is pretty middle of the pack, so.
And, I mean, yeah, everybody except like lower on it.
Okay. I'm okay because, well, let's see. Assassin's Creed.
All right, so hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what all right, is it's happening done. Here.
We're good.
No.
Ship it.
No.
No,
thank I'm you. Thanks, though.
PUBG is at 5.
I'm okay with that.
I would put it even lower, but you both have it at your number 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's number 4 at least.
No.
No.
It's absolutely not better than any of those games. Sorry. If
unfortunately,
they,
Peter, you the thing
blame,
is that
if you
we
don't
have
to blame someone, Peter, for this, you should blame them for launching the game on Xbox One X.
Yeah, like we probably would have like if stuff. Jeff, myself, and Tony hadn't played it in that state, I think you guys would have had a stronger.
Also, every other one has 4 people in it, except your crazy ass list that you just came up with.
Nah, what? I play good games, so.
Says you.
All right. I'm okay with it, and I have it at number 2. I'm okay with it being at number 5, just because, again, if you look at the list in general, everyone else has all the air games.
Yes.
So.
Okay. For right now.
Yeah.
We can move it down to like 10 later if you
want. Yeah, that's true. Or delete it.
Shut up.
We can bring back.
It with Friday the 13th.
We can bring back.
I want to see what craziness goes on here.
We could slap Mario and Rabbids in at number 5.
Yeah, baby. Or deserves to be.
Okay, which one of these games is not anyone's number ones? Assassin's Creed Origins and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Both.
Yeah, I don't think either one is.
Right.
So I'm just pointing that
I'm
out.
Fine. No, I'm actually fine with them being 4.
Fozzie, I like what you're doing. I like your math.
But the problem is the discussion you're about to have. Plus the fact that I think that both of those games are better than
they're not though. I mean
they are. I mean, and all three games fit in the same genre. That's the other thing.
I mean, I could tell you like direct things that are the same thing between Assassin's Creed and fucking Zelda and how Zelda does it better. Like,
that's why Assassin's Creed has terrible inventory management and the combat is horrific.
Yes.
The
combat in Zelda is made for a game that is not open world.
No, it's not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like the combat. I hate the weapon degradation.
Why do you not like the combat?
Because the weapon degradation.
I can understand the weapon degradation, but the combat,
battle. You're like in there and you're like, shit, my sword broke again.
Here's the thing, though, is that there's an area where you can get unlimited great swords if you know where it is.
But
you're there all the time.
But Fozzie, like the combat annoyed me so much in the first 10 hours of me playing it, I don't want to play that combat anymore.
I genuinely do not understand. I don't get it. Like,
but you also like Dark Souls.
Yeah, they're both really great combat systems.
Was it the weapons grading that you didn't like? Or the fact that
I have to go and do inventory management as I'm fighting. Like, give me a fucking sword and let me fight the enemies.
So, but it wasn't the actual gameplay, was it?
No, well, it's like
but that pervades all of it. You're like, you're in the middle of combat, and you're like, my sword broke. Shit.
And all you're doing is pressing a directional button.
And now I'm fighting with a pike and not a sword.
Yeah. I love that. I kind of like that a lot.
Yeah,
I fucking hate it. It's
crazy.
I fucking hate it so much. Like, there is so much more about this game. Like, if that wasn't there, it would be way higher on my list. But it is such a fucking annoying aspect of this game.
Okay,
I despise it.
But you guys enjoy way more. Hey, in slow motion, I have to try to aim at this robot's fucking eyeball while it comes at me 100 miles a fucking hour.
Yes.
And it's bobbing its fucking head away.
That is so much fun.
And every enemy fights exactly fucking like that. Fucking Horizon bullshit. But Zelda is fucking weird.
I'm
just saying.
Okay, but don't you have to make arrows, like, in between battles? Like, if you have, 25 arrows, if you don't have enough skins to make those arrows again.
But that's completely different than, like...
Not really.
Like, it happens, like, once every 3 hours.
I never ran out of ammo. Same thing with Zelda,
if you play it right.
I never ran out of ammo in that game.
I ran out of ammo multiple times.
I think I ran out of ammo one time in the entire game.
Yeah. I ran out of ammo one time in Zelda. How do you like me now?
But I'm not talking about ammo. I'm talking about I'm playing with a fucking sword, and now I have to be goddamn Boplin called.
Yeah.
Well, hey, why don't you get better at managing? Just get the same damn sword that you love, and
you can't just go to like a store and buy it.
God, you just gotta get good. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a tower that you go to, and there's unlimited great swords.
Well, the other problem with Zelda is that it doesn't tell you anything, so you'd have no idea that that's
an option.
I have no idea what you're talking about with this great sword shit.
Yeah. I will circle it. I'm going to tweet at you, and I'll show you where it is.
Okay, well, that doesn't help me right now.
Well,
it doesn't help me with the 20 hours I put into that game, and, like, I fucking hate the combat. I love the exploration. I hate the fucking combat.
Dude, you just gotta get good for real. Like, it's good combat.
That combat sucks, Jeff. It is horrible.
It does not fucking suck. It does. Crazy.
It's bad.
Like, what?
It's not bad.
It's bad. It's awful.
No. And even if that is like, okay, if your only issue is the weapon degrading, everything about that game is incredible. Like,
no, yeah. It's not though.
It is. It's an open world masterpiece.
It's not a masterpiece. That's the problem.
Being able to climb up walls adds so much of a game.
That have taken, like, we're going to take a pitch of The Witcher over here, and we're going to take a pitch of Dark Souls because that game sucks. And we're going to put it over here, and we're going to take, for some ungodly reason, Degradation and throw it in under here because, you know, who the fuck needs that?
So you're saying that taking the best elements of other games is a bad thing? No, it's a great thing.
But it's not the best elements. They take like.
See, this is where he's wrong because he doesn't think the combat is good in Dark Souls. I don't understand. Like,
I know that's stuff that's for now.
I'm like, what? Like, that's like the.
But I don't like Dark Souls. I do not like Dark Souls.
That's the thing I don't get is it's like.
Inarguably
great combat. Like, it's the best game that is
built around breaking the fucking game.
Chris, did you like Ocarina of Time?
Here's the other thing: the only 3D Zelda that I really love is Wind Waker. That is it. I do not like 3D Zeldas. This is another one of those. I love the shrines in this, but that is the only thing I enjoy.
But Wind Waker isn't the gameplay similar, like you lock onto an enemy and then you're either flipping backwards or you're hitting him and you're hitting a bow.
But it's not the same combat.
It's not the same as Wind Waker.
It's all weird timing based.
It's kind of the same, it's just a little bit better and they make it more like challenging enemies and shit. Like, that's all. Like, I don't know, dude. You guys are way off base here, way out in the fucking field.
Okay, all right.
I don't see how, like, just because you guys like it, that Tony and I are way off in the field.
No, you're not.
Why are they regarded as some of the best combat? like Dark Souls is widely regarded as some of the best combat
Hefe,
in all video games. Like,
Hefe has suffered for 8 years.
Give me a
Can't
break,
we
God
just win one for the Hefe
no.
once in our lives?
I'm not saying that.
Look, did anyone hate the Zelda game? Okay, just get the fucking Zelda game.
Oh, wow. They gave Legend of Zelda Breath of Wild Game of the Year. How dare they?
That's how 90
do it.
That's how 90% of fucking everyone's going to vote.
Yeah, I guarantee that's what's going to be for almost everybody. Like, and I think it's going to be between Breath of Wild and Mario for most people, I think. And
I think Horizon is a great game. It's a fine game. But, like, when I think, like, 10 years from now, I'm going to be showing the youngins. If I have youngins, the little ones, yeah. Legend of Zelda, I'm going to bust out this old fucking Switch when they have, like, whatever doodads they'll have in 10 years. I'll be like, yeah, sit down. We're going to play this together.
You know what I'm going to bust out, Fozzie?
There.
I'm going to bust out a Link to the Past, the best fucking Zelda game.
I played Link to the Past. It sucks. It's a bad game.
You suck.
What?
In 10 years, no one will remember this game.
What?
Trust me, this game.
I don't know. You can't say that, like, I mean, we're talking about a series where every fucking game is critically acclaimed.
I don't know. All I remember is when it comes to Zelda, man, everyone freaks out the very first year it comes out. And then about six months after release, everyone's like, man, it wasn't actually as great as we thought it was. It just had Nintendo's name on it, so we slapped a 10 on the review.
We're now more than six months after, I can't get behind X. We are now way more than 6 months after release, and
you just gotta look at Skyward Sword, man, and like that's a perfect example of things.
But it's not that
Skyward Sword did not get this praise, though.
Skyward Sword got this praise at release. We are now We are now 9 months later, and Breath of the Wild is receiving Game of the Year. Like, that, this is not that same argument.
I don't know. I'm looking at a 93 on Metacritic.
Yes, and I'm not. People like, are stupid. When did Skyward Sword come out?
In the year? I don't know.
No.
It came out in like November or something.
Okay.
November 20th, 2011.
And I don't believe it won any Game of the Year awards.
Everything went to Skyrim that year, right?
I believe that was
or
Skyrim.
Portal 2.
I mean, it might have, but it
not in the way that the, like I am with you and Fozzie on that argument. Like I don't think that this is going to be a game that is, you know, forgotten. Kind of like
I'm still like, playing it, dude. Like I want to play it more than any other game, dude. I usually move on.
I'm the exact opposite. Like, I want to go back to Horizon. I want to go back to Mario. I don't want to. For months now, Jeff, like, we both, like, Tony and I have been saying, like, we just don't want to go back and play it. Like,
I've been trying to make myself, but every time I start thinking about the comp.
You ain't trying. You're playing fucking Total War, motherfucker.
Every night I look at it. I'm like, oh, I should play that for Jeff, but no, I'm not going to.
Give it a shot.
I gave it a shot. It's not like I didn't play 14 hours
like
of it already.
5% of a game that has so many surprises and cool things in it. Like,
all right, if I'm not enjoying something after 14 hours, I
stop. Whatever.
That's not an argument, Jeff. Like, I don't think Tony and I are disagreeing with yours and Fozzie's like of it, but we definitely do have complaints towards it of why we don't have it as high on our list.
So what is your...
Hold on. Are you that opposed to it being game of the year?
I will propose an order. How about this? Here's an order. I'm going to propose this. Horizon Zero Dawn at 3. Zelda at 2. Super Mario Odyssey at 1.
I don't like it.
The fact of the matter is, Zelda is on two number one lists. Two number ones. That's 40% of us. 40% of us. That's almost 50. That's almost half of us agree that Zelda is the number one game of the year.
All right, but we're looking at the two other games we have to slot in. I have them way higher on my list.
Yeah, but 40% of us have it number
one. This is going to be like a civil war otherwise. We're just going to split into factions.
I call Captain America.
I mean, we can just vote, right? Isn't that what we did last year?
This has to be unanimous.
This is Civil War. I'm standing on my ground, man.
I don't know. I feel like last year, it was between Battlefield.
I'm not budging, and I'm not agreeing. I'm not signing off. Like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Mario's number two. Zelda's number one. I'll sign off on that.
No.
I will say
How about Mario at 3, Horizon at 2, Legends of Zelda 1?
I'd sign off on that. The best game that came out this year. I'm sorry. It's just not.
I will say this. If we were to just break this all out and our top 10s are votes, Mario wins.
That's true.
I'm not signing off on anything except for Zelda. That's it. I ain't moving. Fozzie, if you want to be a turncoat,
I don't remember when this had to be a unanimous decision, so I say we just fucking override and win and just go
on. I'm fine with that. I'm going with PETA on this one.
No, we're not overriding. It's unanimous.
Like I said, last year we were tied we voted, so.
All right.
I don't like it.
Let's vote.
And because you all know what I'm going to pick, so you guys lose no matter what.
I think we were in a... We were in a different position last year, though.
No, last year it was 2 votes for Final Fantasy 15, 2 votes for Battlefield 1, and then Jeff voted for Final Fantasy because he didn't want a first-person shooter to win.
That's right. I remember now.
And they were both wrong.
That's a bad year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Jeff's game of the year was The Witness, so that should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's a really bad year.
Witness would maybe be my top 10 this year, maybe, but like, yeah, that's it tells you everything right there. Yeah. But I'm not budging on this. Breath of the Wild is easily number one. Fuck y'all.
Right, let's vote on number ones then. Let's vote on the number one.
Okay. My number one pick, Zelda. Wait, hold on. We got Secret ballot. Secret ballot.
No, we don't need secretly. We're on a fucking podcast.
The other three.
How do you do a secret ballot on a podcast where we're all over the country?
The other three are going to... No, everyone just tweet it at... Text it to Christopher.
No, we are voting out loud.
Fozzie is voting for Far Cry 4.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on that.
Far Cry 3, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the... No, that was Hefe leaving me to die.
Oh, right. No, I wasn't.
No, yes. you were supposed to be voting for The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Jeff betraying me last... He didn't betray me. He just decided to kick me in the teeth last year with Battlefield 1.
Okay, my vote's for Zelda.
All right, we know what Jeff is voting for.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Mario.
Well, Chris is Mario because that's the number one.
All right.
Peter?
I vote Mario.
Mario! And I abstain.
You're not allowed to.
What? You can't abstain.
Why not?
Because that leaves us with a tie.
First off, motherfucker. Super Mario is your number one, so if you don't pick it as your number one, then obviously something's wrong.
Yes.
Look.
I just want to go to bed, Chris. My back hurts.
Do we really hate Hefe this much to not let him have Zelda?
Passing the fucking tax bill. You guys want to do this? You really want to do this? You want this on the record? Yeah. I'll fucking run against you in 2018.
You know what?
Shit.
I do.
Don't do it. Don't.
Give me a reason why Tony and I are out in the field.
I think that Super Mario is a great polished game.
No, we're not talking about Mario.
Okay.
Why
I think Zelda's a great polish game. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with combat at all. Like,
I think
this is just a fundamental, like, irreconcilable difference of taste. Like, it goes beyond Zelda and just to the fact of like what they enjoy as games.
Well, to me, like Zelda was like it never.
It was never a Fozzie game either.
I mean, it never really, like I never had any response to it. But, like, this time it was like, man, like, that was awesome. I can't wait to see, like, what is next.
Right. And what I'm saying is that this time it happened to have systems in it that they didn't care for as opposed to other games. So
I don't think it's that
different. I am not saying that their things are necessarily invalid. But I'm just saying that maybe if something else happened, maybe it would not have been as bad for them. It sounds like a vague threat, but... Just saying.
What else bad was going to happen, Fuzzy?
Well, yeah, maybe if this didn't happen,
Accidentally slip a ball. You know?
Just saying.
All right, now I'm definitely going for Mario.
Okay, well...
We're getting threatened by Fuzzy.
That's right.
Because we're right.
I'm saying that maybe like.
I obviously don't think you're right, as I had Mario as my number one, but I am not opposed to listening to, because like we have three different number ones here, Pete, myself, and Tony. And while if we add all the votes up, Mario ends up with more. But yes. I'm not opposed to listening to like why you guys think this, but like you're just like you guys are crazy because you don't like it, like. I don't think that's an
right.
Argument.
Like what has mostly turned me off to ever wanting to play this game, besides it being Zelda, is like the hyperbole that surrounds it. Is like
it's
this
not hyperbole.
This argument that it's the greatest game in the last decade.
We're making it up.
Like, arguing that it's infinitely innovative, where it's just taking a lot of aspects of other games. Like that's kind of
like it's innovative for a Zelda game.
Yeah,
just because Nintendo wants to make a game in the modern age doesn't make it. New,
really?
Fresh,
what?
Or interesting.
What other? Like, how many other fucking big open world games like that are literally like that polished on the micro level, where like every little like cave you enter into has interesting puzzles in them, and it's not just like walk through a cave and kill some shit.
I have two other ones on my list.
I mean, all I think you have to do is look at a Rockstar game, and you could see what an open world polished game looks like. Like, this is not new.
I think it's.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, like, if you 120 shrines, you didn't have that.
Yes, they are different styles of open world, but I'm not going to sit here and be like, Breath of the Wild is refreshing because it's the only polished open world game to exist. Like,
yeah, that's not that's not necessarily the stance we're trying to take here.
That's literally what Jeff just said.
No, I'm just kind of just saying, like, there's, like, little puzzles to every little part of it. It's not just that it's detailed. It's that, like, no matter where you're going, something really interesting to gameplay-wise is there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of activities to do in Grand Theft Auto V.
Sure, but, like...
I don't think
it's on the same level.
I just don't think it's that easy, necessarily, to just be like, oh, yeah, they just took little things like from this and this and this. But that's kind of a lot harder. It's kind of easier said than done. Like,
but that's
to be able to make it.
They put them all together.
Like, to take the right amount from each one and to like create that game.
And I think that's where Tony and I are like, maybe they didn't take the right amount from each one because they took stuff that like doesn't work for us. And even Jeff is like, the degradation he doesn't like.
That's literally the only thing in the whole game that I don't like. But the thing is, I always have like 10 other weapons. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that
the sword, you have to master the sword.
But if you don't get to like the obsessed,
yeah, like if you like you, how many hours have you put in, Jeff?
I don't have the master sword. I put like
40 hours into it. So.
You don't have the master sword?
No.
What? Oh my god.
Yeah.
But you found like some glitch where you can get great swords all the time, right?
I mean, yeah, like it's not a glitch. You go to one tower and there's these wizards, and then on like these lily pads are all these like weapons that you can
grab. I just want that quoted out of context. Well, basically, it's fucking hilarious.
It's great.
I really like those wizards.
They're nice.
If you have 13 hearts, I think you can get the master sword. Oh. I think that's all you need.
Okay, well, I don't think I have 13 hearts yet.
Yeah, I didn't get Jesus 13 Christ. Hearts.
God.
Cause
are you trying to, like...
I'm just going to find a window to jump out of right now. No, I'm just saying. All
right.
He's actively trying to get you to turn off.
No, I'm just... I just...
Even me not having the Master Sword, though, I still believe in this game, Hefe.
No, I just...
I don't believe
there's so much more. There's so much more.
If Fozzy had the Master Sword, I'd be for it. But since he doesn't.
But what's the more? Because like the only argument I've heard is like Tony and I are crazy for not liking the combat and not liking every aspect of the game.
Did you enjoy like taking the pictures and finding the memories at all?
No. Here's my argument for Mario. It's that you guys both enjoyed Mario.
We did.
As did we. But we did not enjoy Zelda.
As much.
You enjoyed it, but you just didn't enjoy it as much as us.
Not even close, but you both really enjoyed Mario a lot.
I think it's just a matter of us understanding.
But if we're going to make this like the game of the year of the podcast...
I don't think there is a huge gulf in quality between the two games.
No, there's not. It's not.
Well, like, Mario is very well-done Mario game, and it's very polished, but like...
Okay, so are you saying that like previous Zelda games
it's
are
not,
not
even
Zelda
quality.
Games
it's not quality.
Because
it's how special it
I mean,
is. Like,
to me, like, special. It's the best Mario I've played in 15 years, but this is the best Zelda I've ever played. So I think that's maybe the main difference for me. So
Zelda's just special. I think it's just trying to understand what this is.
This is these are abstract feelings that are constantly.
It's not abstract. I've explained in detail
but
all
you're
the
not.
Different things.
No, you literally just said it's special. You got to trust me, guys. You've yet to give any like.
Yeah, I'm trying.
The fact that it uses
Jeff,
real
I'm
world
trying
logic.
To give this is game of the year, but I can't unless you give me a reason.
It gives us real world logic in a place where there are fishmen.
Where you go, all right. If I think this will set on fire, it sets on fire. Or if you're wearing metal, you get struck by lightning. This is like everything you think, like that's how it would work. It works on like almost like a real world like logic. The fact that you can solve things in different ways, the fact that you can climb any surface,
Like, did you get ever excited when you're going
like no
down
glitches
like
in a huge open world game? It's just I want to polish.
Did you ever get excited when you were going down into a shrine and like hoping to see like what was next and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now,
and the
like
music that
this is how I'm
shrines.
Going to do it.
That's another musical thing I forgot to mention is the shrine music. The I
did up until I got into the first shrine where I had to fight a fucking guardian and I had a goddamn club.
I think, hold on, Jeff, good is not a reason.
I am trying to give this to you, Jeff. I'm trying to give you my vote, and at every turn you were trying to stab me.
Hefe, you can't just come, hold on. You
no.
cannot, Hefe.
All right,
guys, Fozzie, okay.
Tell it.
I understand where you're coming from. And this is why I got stuck on the third boss, is because like I just kept losing my swords and it pissed me off. But that being said, like it you have to kind of you just
I think Fozzie's losing himself.
No,
get good, Fozzie.
No, good, but like you just you
He's
just gotta
hard
find
to say
the swords. You just have to kind of like experiment around, and I understand like having a club sucks because it dies in like three hits or getting one of their goddamn bones. But that was kind of like the most fun. It, like honestly, it was like me like fighting the guys at night, the skeleton guys, and then being like, "Holy shit, my sword's about to die. Let me just pick up one of their arms and beat the shit out of them with it." Like. There is kind of a cute part to it. Like it's that feeling of never feeling like ever you always feel vulnerable in that game. And I think there's something kind of special to that because not a lot of games will let you do that. I mean, there's not a lot of games that make you feel that way where it's like
I don't know. I'd say based on what we're talking about, Horizon does that. Like if you don't go in with a plan and your proper supplies and knowing exactly what you're about to go up against, you're going to get shit on.
But I think with case with Zelda is that like
a weapon that never breaks.
That's the thing is that with Zelda, like there is always in the back of your mind, it's like okay, like how much longer do I have before this shield's going to break or this sword? Like,
and then I'm completely fucked, and I want to throw my controller across this room.
I get that, and it is a
it's
bummer.
It's not
but...
that hard. Like I don't know, dude.
It's just.
Jeffrey, you gotta tell me you go down, you go into a shrine, it ends up being a combat shrine where you have to fight one of those fucking guardians that shoots laser beams.
This is what I do.
Like, you have a sword and three clubs.
If it's a tough one, I go outside of it and I mark it on my map. Like I use one of the markers and I go, once I'm a higher level, I'm coming back to that. Like that's another thing I love about it is the fact that you get to mark up your map however you want. Like it's so fucking anyways,
again, like that, that's not is not like that's not. I don't. What is that?
Yeah, but if you get past that and you listen to what Hefe's trying to say, as far as like being
I've
able to go back and saying like, okay, I'm clearly not high enough level to experience this shrine yet.
You know what that reminds me of?
Come back.
The Witcher 3.
Ooh.
That's yeah, it was one game of the year. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you opposing
like not
that
as innovative.
I was no, but like I understood that choice. I was like, yeah, a lot of people fucking said that was right. So I was like, all right, I don't get it. I don't like the combat. It's not for me. But I was not like angry about that one. And you just have to listen to us, or you don't have to. Whatever. I don't care anymore. Whatever.
I mean,
man.
Jeff doesn't care anymore. Mario's game of the year.
All right, thank God I could go to bed.
No, I didn't budge at all. I'm not budging.
We don't need you to budge. We just need Chris to say, "Okay, fine."
I think I'm abstaining from this because like, I'm not.
He said his vote. No, he said his vote.
He just abstained.
He just changed his vote from Zelda to abstention.
F8. They're not going to give you what you want.
I don't care. I'm not moving.
Well, you don't need to.
I know I'm
we'll
right.
Just move right past
I
you.
I don't have to like do whatever you want. That's
what I'm saying. Is I will not. If it needs to be unanimous, I won't vote on it.
But it doesn't need to be unanimous.
I was gonna say, okay.
Then if it's majority, then I vote Zelda. As
Chris was just trying to give Jeff an opportunity to convince him.
I am happy to concede Mario to two. I just want somebody to explain to me why, because I do not get like
the thing is that
the best game. Like it's the best.
Chris,
game.
Chris, there is no why for you because at the end of the day,
but there doesn't seem to be a why for you guys either.
I said why like 10 times.
Okay, here's the thing is that like
and then yelled at me and told me I had to get good.
to be perfectly honest,
no, like that's not.
I can't really explain why, and I know it sucks, and I understand it's a game of the year. There is something magical about the game. There's something.
But what is it that's magical?
It's the open worldness. It's the fact that like I love being able to find new guys to fight, like those Hardlocks or whatever the fuck Hefe was going on about. Like those guys are legit really it's difficult, like, even end game. It's like. And I don't even know that. Like, I'm just going up a mountain. I'm just climbing this mountain. Here I'm climbing, and then I see this guy on a horse. I'm like, okay, this could be scary. I don't know. I have no idea. So I'm just going to shoot a bow at him real fast, and then I'm dead. I'm like, okay, I probably should not come back to him for a while longer. But it's those, like, moments in the game where it's, like, it's so cool. And, like, I think, again, like, it was the fact that when I would play with my girlfriend, she'd be like, oh, let me cook. Like, let me get involved in this. I'm like, awesome. Let's just get a whole bunch of food. Let me grab some meat. I'll grab some, like, food, and we'll just go to town. We'll just cook up a whole bunch of meals. And she loved the, like, the environment and, like, being able to explore. Like, it's such a vivid and, like, just vast map. It's full of characters and color and, like,
this all just sounds like The Witcher 3.
Hold on.
No, but you know what else I love about it is like, you know, like in Tomb Raider, there was like 12 tombs. There's 120 here. They're like, you like walk a couple feet, you stumble across a new little puzzle room. Like, and like, you know, if you love that part of Zelda, like the temple puzzles, it's that, but spread across like a vast landscape.
And I love like
everywhere.
Like taming the wild horses, like it was awesome. Like getting to name my own horse,
and he was
a real shit bag. He was slow as hell. He didn't fucking really work well, but that was my horse, god damn it, and it was awesome. And like, and I had him for the longest time. So I mean, I can't really explain in detail if that doesn't really. There's a
but you just did. Yes? Like, why did it take 20 minutes to get to that explanation? Like, why was it you guys don't know what you're talking about?
Maybe it was because like, yeah. Well, like, because we had to get past that.
Trust
so,
us.
Right.
Like, you both just explained why you love the game. That's all I was waiting for. I needed to know why you guys... I don't love it. I like it. I don't love it. I hate the combat. Tony hates the combat. But I couldn't just be like, I'm going to trust this to be our game of the year.
I hated the combat in Witcher 3, but I understood at the end of the day that, like, okay,
yes,
maybe it didn't click with me,
exactly.
But I understand why all these guys are so strongly, like, feel about it. Like,
yes, but we also explained why.
Yes, we did.
I feel like I've been explaining why since March. Like,
you haven't.
You know.
Jeff, you haven't.
But
okay.
Jeff thinks it's great.
Jeff, in that final 5 minutes where Fozzie was explaining, you jumped in. You gave me more explanation for why you loved it than I've had all year long, because everything you've explained about it prior to that is stuff that I just didn't click with me. It still doesn't click with me, but now I understand. I'm fine. You can have it. But I needed a fucking reason.
What are we saying?
Jeff's like,
we're saying
I'm
saying you could have Zelda as your game of the year.
Is this what we're really saying?
Yes, no. Jeff. No, Chris just said
Fallout 4. yes, I'm going to allow you to have game of the year, but when, you know, when we come up on this again, just remember that I gave you this after Fozzie explained it for you.
All right.
And remember, Fozzie did not turn his back on you this time.
Hey, well, that's not true. He almost did.
I almost did.
I gotta say, I didn't think it would actually happen. And
it shouldn't, but
I'm holding back tears right now. God damn it! We did it.
I did it.
No, you didn't. What you did was like Chris just gave up because it's 3 in the fucking morning.
I didn't like. Look, I love Mario. I think to me, it's the game of the year.
It's an infinitely better game.
Well, I don't think you haven't played either one, Pete. So.
It's an infinitely more appealing game.
Fair enough. Once you play it, I would like to get your opinion. Here's our top 10. I hope.
Just read it.
Because it's late. And we spent way too much time on this. Wolfenstein 2 at number 10. Total War Warhammer 2 at number 9. Nier Automata at number 8. Destiny 2 at 7. RE7 at 6. Battleground PUBG. I hate that name. At 5.
I love it.
Assassin's Creed Origins at 4. Horizon Zero Dawn at 3. Super Mario Odyssey at 2. And go ahead, Jeff.
Game of the year. Breath of the Wild.
Skyrim.
Witcher 3.
2.0.
Witcher 3 2.0.
Halo Reach.
I mean, I thought we were just yelling out all the games that it just copied from.
Oh, man. That's beautiful.
Jeff, you can't reveal this on Twitter.
I won't.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's just going to, like, post a crying emoji or something, and people can take that either way, so.
Right, that's true.
All right, let's...
Good night, guys. Fozzie, say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone. Be safe.
Or not.